This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Taste of Colorado returns to Denver this weekend. The annual Labor Day weekend festival has moved to a new location downtown and will take place along the 16th Street Mall. It will be closed to vehicle traffic, including RTD's free mall ride service. Those buses will be rerouted to adjacent streets. The Taste of Colorado runs through Monday and features food and craft vendors, live music, a kid zone, and an adventure walk. Children with mental health disorders are shut out of intensive treatment in Colorado. That's the allegation in a federal class action lawsuit against the state. Robert Farley, the lead attorney, says if the kids in the lawsuit had an intellectual disability, they could get intensive help funded by the state and Medicaid.
You cannot treat one disabled group worse than the other. And we allege that children with mental health and behavioral disorders are sort of closed out of a lot of these intensive services, which are available for children with other disabilities.
A similar lawsuit Farley filed in Illinois resulted in a settlement with the state. State officials declined to comment on the pending litigation. A woman in her early 50s was killed by deputies with the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Department last night. Her name has not been released. The sheriff's office says she was the suspect in a homicide in Denver. Officers approached the woman in an apartment complex near Quebec Street and Harvard Avenue when she fled and then pointed a gun at them. She did not fire her weapon. This is CPR and KRCC. Stay tuned.